Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day. We're on the podcast here. We've got Noah Johnson here, recently moved from Beijing over back to Arkansas. You grew up in Camden, or you didn't grow up in Camden, but you were born in Camden.
Born in El Dorado.
Born in El Dorado.
Was there a hospital in Camden? I don't even think so, was there before.
Yeah, very good. Your parents was a youth pastor there in Camden. So Noah, talk to us about a particular way that church members can pray for missionary kids, can pray for pastors' kids. What's a particular way they can do that?
I would say definitely for missionary kids, just specifically for them, just especially, I moved there when I was younger, so like I didn't know the difference, but like especially for older ones, just it's a hard transition, mm-hmm. and just that they will go and do what they need to do. Like, man, I'm in middle school, I'm moving away from everything that I know, or I'm in high school, let me just go make friends.
Yeah.
And like go meet people. And
yeah.
It can be lonely at first. And so I just want to pray for that.
Yeah.
And then especially for PKs, which I would say a lot of the things that I've dealt with is probably just shame. And like we've all sinned. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing for me is like, well, I've sinned. My dad's this pastor at this church. I don't want him to know. I don't want anyone to know. Don't even want God to know. So like, why would I open up to anyone?
Yeah.
And so just being able to open up and share and be like, dude, I'm struggling right now. Like, I need help and seeking help, I guess.
So do you think PKs, do you think they set an unreasonable standard for themselves? And then also we can kind of perceive that other people set this standard for us.
I'd probably say it's both.
Yeah.
I think definitely people probably put a higher standard. And it's not a bad thing. I think standards are great. We should follow. I mean, like God gave us laws and commandments to follow. So it's not bad, but I feel like certain times people can be too hard on themselves. But at the same time, if like you're being called to more, do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as simple as that.
But you know, the beauty of the gospel, I mean, the gospel begins with, repentance and forgiveness.
Yeah.
And so I try to teach that, we think of repentance, we think that's a bad word. Like, and that it comes with all this guilt and shame. But really, repentance is what comes after the guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm turning to something glorious. Yeah. And so why wouldn't I turn to that? Why wouldn't I run to that? And I think, you know, you're right that a lot of times preachers' kids can feel like they're letting people down, particularly their dad or their parents in a certain way. And they can just wear that heavy burden for a long time. When did it dawn on you that, dude, I'm just like everybody else?
Let me think. Probably pretty early on. Yeah. I knew, but my biggest thing was my pride got in the way.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, in the verses it says, for all have sinned and fallen short. But then it also says, those who are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. Mm-hmm. So like, I just didn't live that part out.
Yeah.
So I would say pretty early on, I was like, I know I'm a sinner. Like, I'm doing all these things that I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest struggle was like just allowing God to be the sinner.
Yeah.
So that was my biggest thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's great advice, Noah. I appreciate you saying that. And hopefully if you're out there watching this consistently, you're hearing a pattern of what we have heard from Jessica and what we're hearing from Noah. And just to be able to live the same type of Christian life that all of us have been called to. And so, Noah, thank you for that. You're going to come back one more episode, give us some more wisdom, drop some more wisdom on us, and we're so appreciative of that, all right?
Yeah.
Until next time, we'll see you then.